I'm Rochelle Goffert. I live here in Israel for the last 25 years. I come from Canada with my family to Australia when I was 9 years old. I grew up there. I grew up in the eastern suburbs, had a full life. I moved to Israel when I was almost 18, but I came back and married my my ex-boyfriend, and we raised two children in Australia before moving to the States, had two more, and then moved on to Israel. Our life has been in Ra'anana for the last 25 years. We're very happy we're here.
Rochelle, you were very lucky to take part in the commemoration, to watch them, commemoration for the famous, the very famous battle, the Battle of Beersheba, 100 years ago. Can you please tell us about it?
I was very lucky to have been there. I consider it a great privilege. I learned so much by attending all the ceremonies. In the evening, they showed an opera called Nabucco. Nabucco is a very famous Verdi opera about the Jewish slaves. They were exiled to Babylon with the fall of the first temple, and it was fantastic. And we were very privileged to see that also. The next morning, we had to get up very early to start attending all the ceremonies. And the first ceremony was at the war grave cemetery in the center of Beersheba. There were thousands of people there. The first person to speak was the Prime Minister of Israel, Bibi Netanyahu. Everybody gave him a standing ovation at the end of his speech. He spoke very, very much to the point. The point being that there is a great connection between the Australian people and the Israeli people. We share a strong history of understanding the importance to protect our freedoms and protect our countries. And it began with the Battle of the Anzacs in the Palestine-Sinai campaign during the First World War, and that's what we were there for. Without them, without the battles and the victory, which paved the way for General Allenby to march on to Jerusalem and then on to Damascus, perhaps history would look very different today.
And we are talking to Rochelle Goffert, who attended the celebrations, commemorations in Beersheba last week. And you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Rochelle, can you tell us, please, about the reenactment? That is something.
The reenactment was very, very exciting. We were sitting at a grandstand, much like a football match in the old days, or a cricket match. And it was very, very exciting. Everybody couldn't wait to see the horses come up on the horizon. Apparently, they had actually started the journey far back. The soldiers actually did a complete reenactment, and the only part we saw was the end. And we just, through the day, we had started to learn that there was a very strong connection between each soldier and his horse. And when we saw the reenactment, we understood it. We saw that the horse was an integral part of the battle. They were very brave. They jumped over trenches. Horses were killed along with their men, sometimes injured. And there was just a very strong connection. Just to see it was just a very exciting moment. Everybody clapped. Everybody cheered. And it was just, I was very privileged to have been there. It was very exciting.
And can you please tell us something about the speeches of the prime ministers? I believe that Malcolm Turnbull also spoke beautifully.
Prime Minister Turnbull spoke magnificently, actually. He, much like the Prime Minister of Israel, he spoke of the connection between the two people and continued the theme, more or less, of the need to protect our freedoms. And that as much as we all, you know, all nations of the world strive for peace, hopefully, and may there be peace in our time, there was still a need to balance that in order to protect the freedoms of, you know, the free world, basically. And everybody understood that both countries were very much connected and understood the world view was very, very similar. And, you know, he received a standing ovation as well. It was very, very exciting. Just the whole ceremony was very dignified as well. The Aborigines had a platform to present their music. The Maoris also did. Anthems were sung, you know, the Hatikva, the Australian National Anthem, New Zealand. Everybody participated with much dignity. It was a very moving ceremony. And, you know, we then went on to the parade outside, and the horses were walking down the main street of Be'er Sheva. There were many, many school children to cheer them on. You know, once again, we saw the soldier and his horse. And that left an impression on everybody. When I left each station that we attended, that was the primary point. That was the idea that the soldier needed his horse in order to fight and to move along quickly. And apparently there was no other army at the time that was still charging, you know, like cavalry. It didn't exist with any other nation. Only the Australians and New Zealanders in the Anzac forces were still using horses to fight their battles.
That's amazing. Rochelle Gossett, thank you so much.